Today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel, and we continue today the analysis of the Braita that we had yesterday. So on the last word of the second line, Omar Mar, yesterday you said in the Braita, Yochol Yadreno B'mamon, that you might think you should be Mechabe Zakein through money. Talmud Omar Takum V'adarta, and we said just like Kima, is Ma Kima Shein Bo Chisron Kis, Afidur Shein Bo Chisron Kis. Ask the Gemara, is it necessarily true that standing up doesn't cost you money? Couldn't the case be talking about over here, guys in the middle of diamond cutting, right? So it's extremely, extremely valuable. Every minute is going to cost him money. He's making like 1,000 rands an hour. And this is going to cut him out of a lot of dough. So, and ahachi v'ahachi, and now comes along this chacham, koim nikameh, he's now going to have to stand up. Ubatil mi malachto, this is going to cost him money, basically. So why are you so sure that kima does not have chesaron kis? Obviously, this could be true for any kind of work. It's just that the moment of kima for somebody who's not making a lot of money might be worth less than a shavu prutas, and then you could say that indeed there's no chesaron kis. But certainly, somebody's making a lot of money, even the kima is going to be worth at least the pruta. So where did you get this from that it's not going to cost you money? Ella, says the Gemara, what the Braita really means is being makish kima lehidur. Just like hidur, ein bo bitul melacha. The meaning now of hidur is that there's no bitul melacha in hidur. So kima also ein bitul mitul melacha. There's no bitul melacha either. Because, I mean, the simple meaning of the word hidur is that it's giving him something or saying something, but that you could do even while you're working. Mashenka, if you have to stand up, you're going to have to actually lose money. I mean, if you're bending over a diamond that you're cutting, you're not going to be able to stand up. So therefore, we can learn one from the other. Others learn that the idea over here is that hidur, if it's not something that has to be done on the spot, means getting money to him or so on, that could be done without chesron at the time of bitul melacha. Because what's bimach? So once we've proven that, we go back the other way. Now we're going to compare the other direction. Now that we've established that kima is Bo Chesron Kis, because it can't be talking about where it was Mevatel Melacha, as we've just explained, and therefore there cannot be a case of Chesron Kis involved. So now the opposite is also true. Afidur Shem of Chesron Kis, the Yidur itself would mean that there would be no Chesron Kis. And therefore the meaning of the word Yidur is indeed not to be omed mirachok, not to be omed in the Beit HaMerchatz, not to be coming to say that hidur is in the terms of momam, as you suggested. Mikan amru, so it's from here. The chachomim also say that ein ba'alei umniyot asher lamud b'nei tamidei chachomim. People who are engaged in work are not allowed to stand up in front of tamidei chachomim b'shar shoskim imalakta. The Tosfos says this could mean literally rasha'im, they're not allowed to, in which case it would be a reference to people who are doing work for others, and they have no right to be mevatel their work. Or Rasha'im could mean chayavim. And he does this, brings cases where he actually use that language. And Eino Rasha'im means you're not mechuyev in something. And then it could be talking about even in your own work. So Rasha'im, you're not mechuyev to stand up for somebody at a time that you're doing it. Says the Gemara below, is that really true though? That there's no chiyev to be amir, but when you're doing work, there it's talking about people who are coming and bringing Bikurim to Yerushalayim. It says everybody that is working has to stand up for those who are doing mitzvahs. And the mitzvah of Avos Bikurim, B'shalim B'shalomam, they ask them, how are they, and how was the trip? People from such and such a town, we welcome you, we welcome you. So kol shekein for tamid chachamim, you have to be omer even for people who guys can Avos Bikurim. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, that's no comparison, because over here, mipneihem, it's only in front of them that they're omdim. Why is this? Take a look at how deeply you have to be mechavif people at the very time that they're being Yosek in a mitzvah. These people are bringing the Bikurim, but this is b'shas, bringing of the mitzvah of Bikurim, where I'm made from. But for Tamir Chachomim, they Tamir Chachomim, Enomdim. She says, well, I mean, how do you know that it's because of the din of mitzvah b'shata? Maybe that's a unique situation. V'dilma shanei atam, the reason you have to stand up for Mevi'im Bikurim is not because a general chiyuv to be mechabed osa mitzvah b'shata, but rather that if you don't, in Cain, if you don't get up, atam makshilon latid lavo, if you don't pay attention to them, then you're going to be makshilon because they're not going to come again. They're going to feel that they're insignificant. And when you're feeling insignificant in what you're doing, you don't do it. But maybe in Achinam, you don't have to stand up stam for a person that's being osik in a mitzvah in his own town, in his own place. And therefore, you cannot bring a raya from here as a general rule.
There's a very beautiful Ben Ish Chai that's Masber over here. This ties into the whole Indian of Avaz Bikurim. Avaz Bikurim, you're basically making a tremendous big deal over nothing. I mean, you're bringing a couple of rand worth of fruits, and you're going in with this music, and the people are singing and dancing, and you're making a big deal, and then you're going to come to the Kohen, you're going to say, here, I'm making this big announcement, She'eni Kafui Tova, and I'm bringing this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People feel a little bit weird about this, because like, what am I doing? I'm not doing anything meaningful, and I'm making such a big deal. So if people treat them as insignificant, they're going to feel strange, because they're going to say, you know what, it really isn't viewed as a big deal, and it's a little bit foolish to be making this. Therefore, in order for us to be consistent with the tremendous chashivas of the mitzvah of Avaz Bikurim, we have no choice but to go out of our way, perhaps, and there's the Gemara saying, we have no choice but to go out of our way in this strange fashion in order to be makar of them, so that they should feel, indeed, everybody responds to this. When everybody gets up and says, we welcome you who are coming with your Bikurim, that encourages them to feel, you know what, everybody feels it's significant. So there must be a tremendous chashivas in what we're doing. That's very, very beautiful. Now to continue on with the Hesper and the Bright, huh? One of the things that we also said in the Bright was as follows. That you might think you should stand up in the bathroom or in the Beit HaMerchatz where everybody is undressed. That's not considered to be a kima shiyashidur. Velo, is it true though that you do not have to stand up even though you're undressed? Well, Rabbi Chia, have a yasub be maskuta. Rabbi Chia was sitting in the public bath. Velo, come, you come. Rabbi Shimon Bar Revi was walking in front of him. Rabbi Chia didn't stand up. Ve'ikbit, and Rabbi Shimon was makbit. And he went ahead. He went ahead and told his father, Rabbeinu Hakadosh, you know, shnei chumashim shaniti lo b'sefer tehillim. What a chutzpah! I taught this guy Rabbi Chia 2/5 of Sefer Tehillim. Velo amad mipanai, he didn't stand up in front of me. I mean, you understand that? Here, that by the way, this beautiful Tosfos. Rashi says 2/5. Tosfos says no. Shnei chumashim. You'll notice, as Tosfos, that Sefer Tehillim, this is of course famous for us already from the way our Sefer Tehillim are split up because of this, that a chumash means literally a chumash, and that David HaMelech wrote Sefer Tehillim, Keneged the Chamisha Chumshei Tera, and that you can see each one of them. The first one begins with Ashrei Ish, and then we go, Kayol Tarog Alafikei Mayim, Ach Tov LiYisrael, Tefillah LaMoshe, Yomru Gulei Hashem. So each one of them has Amen at the end to indicate that this is the end, because Amen is what we say when something gets completed, like Bonei Yerushalayim Amen. That's the end of the Iker Chiyuvim before the Takana Vatov Ametiv in Rekat Amazon. So we say Amen when we have finished an entire thing. So that shows that the reason we don't have Amen at the end is because that's mamish the end of the whole Sefer Tehillim. So we have now 5 different swarm. That's what he's saying. 2 chumashim, not 2 chumshim, 2/5, but 2 full chumashim. I taught him, and he wasn't Amid Bifanai, and that's talking about in the Beit HaMerchatz. So why was he mocked? And the Omalon Rebbe said to him, Shema Behen Yoshiv Mahar. Maybe the reason that he didn't stand up in front of you is because the very things that you taught him, he was so involved in thinking about that he mamish just didn't even see you. So you see, I mean, let's take a look at what Rebbe implies over here. You see that Rebbe is telling him that it's only because of Shema Behen Yoshiv Mahar, right? But Halav Achiv, if it wouldn't have been for that, Rebbe would have had to admit that he should have stood up. That's no kasha, says the Gemara. Lo kasha, I mean, harba batikavoy. If you're talking about inside where everybody start naked, so ain't a finami, there's no covenant standing up. But the Maisa with Reb Shimon was clearly babate baroy. It was talking about in the outside of the Beit HaMerchatz, where over there people have at least a towel over them, and there you should stand up. And Achinami, that's got to be that, because if not, the Amar Rabba Bar Bachan Rabbi Yochanan Bekoma Komutar La'er Chutz V'Beit HaMerchatz Beit HaKisa. How could Rebbe have said to him, maybe he's sitting and thinking about what you taught him, if he couldn't, it would be usur with an Isser Gomer to be thinking about Divrei Torah in a place where everybody's naked. That's not so much of a kasha anymore, because a Talmud Chacham can't get his mind off of Divrei Torah. So Dimala Einse Shine over there, where he's so involved, he can keep trying to get his mind off of it. But Lamaisa, he keeps coming back to it. So it could be that he's indeed so involved that there is no way for him to stop thinking about what you're talking. Continues the bride to say, Yachol Yatzi, many of you might think that you should close your eyes and pretend that you didn't know he was coming up. You should nonetheless be Yorim Yalokech. What is that supposed to mean? Are we talking about Rishayim, where if he has a chiyav and he's pretending that he's not chayav? No, of course it doesn't mean that. Ella talks about, as we explained yesterday, You might think that you should, when you see him coming from afar, but there's not yet a chiyuv, so you should basically not look at the time that he's coming close, and that way there's no pagam and you're not being mahadr. So that therefore, chimad is man chiyuv lo chazir edekamik. I mean, that way you're not looking and you don't see him when he's actually within range. So, no, you should be your aid that don't not figure out ways of pattering yourself, but on the contrary, knowing that he's coming, you should indeed wish to be Bakayim the mitzvah and stand before him.
An interesting diak in the Nachos Tzvi, where he says that it's mashmam over here, that if indeed someone was oitzim enough, he would be put. So in other words, even though he knows that he's coming, he's put. He's only chayif in the actual re'iyah. So according to this, he wants to be mechadish, that the blind person would be putter, even though he knows his Rebbe is there. Interesting to hear. I'm sure you can imagine ways out. But let's continue. Tana. Now, there's another braita that says like this. Our braita said, takum v'adarta is kima is only makam sheshido. The other braita explains what that means. Ezoi kima sheyesh bahidur. Not from a distance. Our Brayta didn't say, so what is the shear? This Brayta explains that the distance of the shear, when you're within range of something that clearly indicates hidur to this person, is arba amot. So then it's clear. But that's only lo amr al barabo she'ino muvhak. Avo barabo muvhak malo inav. This halacha is said where there's a din in stam, the Torah of an individual, even though you didn't learn anything from him. So you have to indicate your kavod to the Torah of this person. But if what you're looking at is the person who is the source of most of your ideas or your approach to Torah, so over there it's a completely different halacha. That's called Rabba Muvhak. Rabba Muvhak, where you learned Rov of your Chokhba from him, there you have to stand even below enough. The moment that you see him is a chiyuv of Amida. Because this comes now, there's a halacha of Kibud, Hidur, because the Ran says, because it's clear that people being aware of the relationship, it's clear that you are responding to that relationship even though it's far away. And there are, however, other approaches. Just that over there, there's a halacha in terms of your kavod, and that is what makes it the hidur, rather than the indication to others that you're being mechabe the person in his terror. And indeed, Abaye, Abaye himself, Rav Yosef was Abaye's Rebbe, and when he would see the ears of the donkey in which Rav Yosef was riding, and he recognized it, so then the Ati Havikayim, when he saw it coming, he would stand up immediately at that point. Abaye was once riding his own donkey on the edge of the riverbank of the river Sagi. And the Rabbanim were sitting on the other side of the Nahar. Well, they didn't stand up in front of him, even though we're here at Talmidim. He said to them, why in the world aren't you standing? I don't have a din of Rabbo Muvak, but you're mechuyev to stand up as soon as you see me, even though you're on the other side of the river and there's no Arba Amot. So they said, we apologize. We were involved in something else and weren't paying attention. But we should have paid attention. We simply didn't see. We said in the Brisa, then how do we know that a Zakin, who is could have an alternative path, not to cause people to have to stand up from him, that he should not be matriach tzibur? We have a Kabbalah, Nahalacha, that imakif, that a zaken who walks around a long way is zochet arichut yamin for his aruchat haderech, and therefore it's a mida keneged mida that he should be given arichus yamin. Similar, it's a mida keneged mida because he's makbid that the people who might not stand up shouldn't be makatsu yamin, which it says about someone who is a naimid. Abaye himself used to be makif, make sure that people wouldn't stand up. Rabbi Zera used to be makif. Ravina. Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting in front of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Cholafahu gabra kamei, velo mixeration. A guy was walking by without wearing a yarmulke. So Omar Ravina said, what a chutzpah. Come on, chutzifai gavra. I can't believe that this guy is walking in front of you, Rabbi Yirmiyah, without a yarmulke on. Sheesh. Omar Leis, Rabbi Yirmiyah said to him, Dilma mi matamachasininu. It could be this is a guy who comes from matamachasia. We're over there. There are so many Talmidei Chachamim all around. They don't feel anymore the sense of needing to cover their head in front of a great person. Continues, we learn to the Brises, Ben Yudomir, Ben Neseidvat, Takum, Afilu Kol Seva, B'mashma, Aniyot, even Azarka Lesana Talmud Chacham. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, just as he passed in Kedusha, as we mentioned yesterday, Halacha Kisi Ben Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan himself, Havikoy Mikami Sabi De Armoi, used to stand up even in front of Goyim. Because Omer Kama Arpatiki, Adu Alay Adahani, look how many amazing things must have happened in the lifetime of this person, how many tzoros, how many Maase Hashem, they must have seen in their life. How could I not stand up in front of a person of this age? So in other words, it's only because of this, says Tosfos, before. It's only because of this, but not else the mitzvah when they say vatakum, because a goy you don't stand for, as we mentioned yesterday. However, as I mentioned to you, the Rambam holds that even else the din of hidur, it's a direct chiyav of being mahadar zokin as a goy, because of that chiyav, not that this is an additional svar. So in other words, he's paskening, like Isi ben Yehuda, that Seva actually is kailo the goyin as well. Rova mekim lo koi. Rova did not stand up mamish in front of Zakenim who were not Jewish, but hidor ovid lo, he showed himself to be mechabedem by moving his body like a partial stand-up. Abaya yoiv yodel asabe, Abaya used to give his hands to Zakenim that would pass by so that they could lean on him. Rova would not do it himself, but he would send one of the Bokrim to go over there, Mishad HaShluchet, to help them. When Nachman was Chatman of Enesia, and he was the Abbezdin, and he had many, many people in front of him that would be Mechavin him, make sure that people were Mechavin him, and they would beat up people who didn't. So Mishad HaGuzoi, he would send some of his goons to the Zakenim so that they could lean on him, but he himself would not. And Omar, he said that if I would, it would be a Bizoya. As Ilav Torah, if it wouldn't be for the Torah that I learned. So then, Kama Nachum Barava Ika Peshuka, there's lots and lots of people like me out there. So, since they're Mechabi, my Torah, I don't have a right to be Mevaza, my Torah. Now, there's an interesting Sheiltais that seems to be the mocker of this Sugya, in which it's Mazver a little differently. In the Sheiltais, it says, apparently they had a Kabbalah of this Sugya, that he was Sheleach himself, Shlichim, ahead. So he would send the Gazoi to the Tzibur to tell them that he's coming, and they should prepare to stand up for him. But when he would get there, he would say, gentlemen, I'm not expecting you to stand up for me. I'm just Nachman. There's lots of Nachmans around. I'm asking you to stand up for me as the Torah in myself, which is similar to Rashi's second chat over here, which he doesn't accept. Omer of Aiva, Omer of Yana, in Tamil Chacham Rashay Lamod B'Pnei Rabo, Ela Shachris V'Arvis, a Talmud Chacham should not stand up every single time the Rebbe walks by. He should just stand up in the morning and in the evening, because otherwise he's giving more kavod to him than he's giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because, I mean, after all, Adam is mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'boker u'be'erev. Therefore, that's all that he should do, meaning Kriyat Shema, which is Kabbalah Sbina Shchina. Tosafos HaRosh is masbir that the meaning of your tefillah. Aye, what about tefillas arvis? It doesn't include tefillas arvis because tefillas arvis is reshus. So when it says of your arvis, it means in the evening. It doesn't mean tefillas arvis. It's mincha. Okay, you can see why it makes sense. Kabbalas pnei shechina, baruch shem tefillah malkus olelam v'ed, and arvis shachris arvis is usually what we refer to kriyashma shachris arvis. Why we would say that pshat? But in any event, meisvei. We said in the brayse before that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer minay lezaken shelo yatriach. Where do we see that a zaken has an opportunity to go around the other way should do so? It shouldn't be matriach to see for Talmud Lomar zaken v'yareita. Now, the way you're saying is that they're anyway only going to stand chakras five. See, I'm a chakras five bevad. Amaylo nitrach yuvo. What was it? There's a chiyuv. It's two times a day to stand up. That's considered to be a tircha. It's constantly bothering people. So therefore, it must be at a lav kula yuma, that every time they see him, they're going to have to stand up. Therefore, it really gets to be a tircha, and he should avoid it. Says the din is that indeed it's only chakras arvis, and nonetheless we're marked but not to be matriarch, even though it's only chakras arvis. Omar Rabbi Elazar, kol tamid chacham, she'enu mei b'fnei rabo nikra rasha, ve'enu ma'arich yamim, v'talmudo mishtakea, she'amra v'tov v'lo yel rasha, v'lo ya'arich yamim ketzel, asher enenu yorei mipnei ha'elohim. So here, the Talmud Chacham, who doesn't stand up for his Rabbi, is considered to be a Rasha, and he doesn't have Arichas Yomim, and forgets his Torah, because it says Tov, and Tov is always a reference to Torah. Lekach Tov will not be given to the Rosh. In other words, he's going to forget everything that he learns. And which is it talking about? The Rosh, who is not Yorei Mipnei Elohim? So, any Yodea, this Morash, any Yorei, any Yodea, what could it be referring to? Kishuomer V'Yorei Tomi Elokecha. It says over here in this Pasuk, the Yorei Mipnei Elohim. And what it's referring to, they say Vetakum. Are Mora Zo Kima. What are we referring to? The Mora of Kima. Maybe it means the Mora of Yoretim Elokecha that's written in the Parsha of Ribbitz, or the Yoretim Elokecha that's written in the Parsha of Mishkalot, where you're not being careful of the weights. Rabbi Elazar is learning Pnei. That's the point. Mipnei. That's Pnei. And that Milifnei Elokim is similar to Mipnei Sevatakum, in which case it says Yoretim Elokecha. Therefore, it's a reference specifically to this type of kavod. Iboil. Benovu Rabbo Mal. That's written in the Parsha of Ribbitz. Or the Yoretim Elokecha that's written in the Parsha of Mishkalot, where you're not being careful of the weights. Rabbi Elazar is learning Pnei. That's the point. Mipnei. That's Pnei. And that Milifnei Elokim is similar to Mipnei Svod. Iboil. Benovu Rabbo Mal. What happens where the son is the Rebbe of the father? Which is the Ikar over here? I mean, is he a Chayev? Lamod Bifnei Rab, Mipnei Aviv. Or do we say it's not correct for the Rav to be Yomid Bifnei the Talmud? Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda that even though Lamaisa, his father Rabbi Yecheskel, even though Rabbi Yehuda ended up being the Rav of Rabbi Yecheskel, and as we saw earlier, he was teaching his father how to learn the sugya. Nonetheless, Shmuel said to him, he has to stand up for his father. Says the Gemara, that's different. That's different. That's Shiny Rabbi Yecheskel. His father was not only his father, but he was a tremendous Baal Maisim Avi. He used to be extremely makbar on Maisim Tovim to such an extent. Even Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe would stand up for Rabbi Yecheskel because of his Maisim Tovim. So certainly he had to stand up. His son had to stand up for him. So why did he have to tell him to stand up? And obviously, if he himself stood up for him, so certainly his Talmud Rabbi Yehuda should have to stand up for him. So it must be that Shmuel was coming to tell him that it's because of the etzim chiyav of kibud av, even where the father wouldn't be a maisim tovim, you would have to stand up for your father specifically, even though he's the talmid of the son. What else was he coming to say? So he said, no, not necessarily. What Shmuel might have been telling Rav Yehuda is like this, that zina da'ati me'achorai, there may be times that I don't stand up because I don't see him, because in back of me. But I want you to stand up in front of him, even though you're in front of me, and you would be cheshish that it would be a pagam in my kofet to stand up where I'm sitting. You're in the middle of talking to me. I'm telling you, kum at bikamei velo techesh liyikaradid. I don't want you to consider my honor and not stand up in front of him, for I myself give him honor. But in any event, this does not prove anything about the specific relationship of the father and son that we've set up, where the father is the talmid over here of the son. The next question the Gemara has is the opposite case. Benovahu Rabbo. How about if the ben is the rav of the av? Ma'o shi'amod avim mipanav. Is the father chayev to stand up in front of his son? So in other words, do we say that, I mean, even according to the possibility that we raised earlier, that the son is mechuyev to stand in front of the father, it may well be that the father also has to stand in front of the son. In other words, the Ran says these are not mutually exclusive situations. Tashma di'omer Yeshua ben Levi, ani, I am the Rav here of my son. This is what we thought. We'll see. Any kedai lamod b'nei b'ni. Because of that, I won't stand in front of my son. Ela mishum kvod beit ha-nasi. So only because he is the chatan ha-nasi, and therefore I stand in front of him. So the implication is that taima the anarab beit. The reason that he's saying is because ani any kedai, my situation is such that I shouldn't have to stand up in front of him. But if it would be the other way around, ha'ihu rabbi, if he would be my rabbi, then ka'amina kamikamaya would stand up in front of him even though the son was not chatana de venesia. So even though my son, in that case, was my rav, I would have stood up. So it's not necessarily. Ha'ikama. What Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi might be saying is, ani eni kedai la'amod b'nei b'ni at all, afilu rabbi. I would never stand up for my son, even had he been my rabbi, da'ana avua, because I'm his father, not because I'm the rav. Ela, the reason that I'm being, I made mipanav bishum kvod beit nasi. That's the only reason. Iboilo. Another question that we had was, rachuv kemahaleich dami, olo. Is someone who's riding on an animal considered to be the equivalent of passing in front of you, that the Talmud should have to stand,
Or perhaps someone who's sitting on an animal, on a conveyance, is not considered to be walking in front of you, and therefore it's the equivalent of sitting in front of you, so that the Talmud would not have to be omed b'fanav. Some Achronim will want to be machadish the opposite of the Sufi. It's talking about over here the Talmud is being reichev, and the question is, whether reichev has a din of yeshev or not. But as far as the Rav is concerned, why should it be an afkamin? It doesn't say dafka when he's omed. The Tosfos Riyazokim, by the way, points out that Lechora we had earlier, the story of Abaya who was riding, and he was makbid that they weren't omed b'fanav. So, I mean, now we're raising it as a question. Is that Gemara is talking about after we already determine, as we see, that Rokev is a din of mahalev. And from there, Abaya was saying that you should have stood up. Omer Abaya tashma. Tomei. The mitzora is standing, yoshev tachat eilat. I mean, he's sitting, rather, underneath a tree. The tahor omed. And someone who's tahor is standing under the tree. There the din is that the tahor is tamei, because there's a din of tumas bia, which is similar to tumas ohel, in a case where you're standing under the same ohel where there is a mitzora. But if you have the opposite case, where the tamei is umeid tachas eilan, and the tahor is sitting, then it's tahor. If afterwards, im yashava tamei, then atahor tamei, because the din of the halacha of tumas bia is dafka where the tamei is actually in the oihel. This is moshavo. Bichutza machanem moshavo is the lashon. But if the tamei is oimei, that's not considered to be moshavo, because of that, he's not mitamei. L'maisa, there is a little bit of a problem, because our Gerson, the Mishnah, in the Goyim, is hatamei omeid v'ator over. Hatahor omeid v'tamei over. It has nothing to do with yeshiva, it has to do with standing still. And actually, the Tosfos has the Girsa here in our Gemara like that, which is clear in Yevamos. And in Brochas, we have exactly that same Girsa. And the Ramban actually writes that is the Iker Girsa. Because the Tamei being Eimeid, nonetheless, the Tahor would be Tamei. There's no din of Yeshiva Davka. The Halacha of Michutz L'machanem, Moshavo, has nothing to do with actually sitting. Moshavo is the sense of just being there, not walking. And that we Rashi himself brings elsewhere about Teshvu B'Kadesh. Doesn't mean sitting in Kadesh, it means you were mit'akev B'Kadesh Yomim Rabbim. Ve'im Yashava Tamei, HaTahor Tamei, we said. Okay, V'chein. This would be the same halacha be'evan haminugat. We have a stone that was from a house that was suffering from an egat saras. So someone who's carrying it now is Yoshev Tachas Ilan. So everyone under the Ilan is mitamei. But if not, if he's passing by, so then not. Omer of Nachum Bar Kohen, Zotomer, we see from this halacha of Evan Menugat that an individual who is Rachuv, who's traveling, it's Kimahal Echadami, does not have a din of being sitting, but rather as walking, despite the fact that he's sitting, because we have the same din as the animal that is being Noseh here too. The Evan is Nechshav Omeid when the Adam is Omeid, despite the fact that it's sitting. So you see, Shumamina, that indeed, where the Rav is Rochev, he has a din of Mahalev, and you have to stand up as a Talmud in front of him. Iboilah. Ma'olamodim ne Sefer Torah. What is the din in terms of Hidur and Amid in front of a Sefer Torah? It's Rabbi Chilki, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Elazar, Amri. It's a Kavachomer. If you stand up in front of those who learn Torah, Koshkein, you stand up in front of the Torah itself, no? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eloi and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi have a Yasvi. They were sitting in Kolofaz of Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba. Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba one passed in front of them. The Kolman became it. They stood in front of him. Omar Luhu. So he said to them, "You should not have stood in front of me for two reasons." Choda da aton chakimei va'anachaber. First of all, you are real chachamim, and I'm just a chover. I'm not really a Talmud Chacham, and you're Madrega. I have a din of more of a chover, someone who is not really someone who was in charge of other people, just a regular man in the yeshiva. And furthermore, vot klum Torah medit b'nei lomdea, you are like a Sefer Torah, you're so great. I'm just a loymei Torah, and therefore you should not become for someone who's a loymei Torah. Savalak Rabbi Elazar, he holds like Rabbi Elazar, Dama Rabbi Elazar, in Tamil Racham Rashaylam, mod b'fnei rabo b'shasha sigba Torah, that you're not allowed to stand, and the Talmud is being Isaac in Torah, he has a din of Torah. Whereas the Talmud Chacham has a din of a loymei Torah. And therefore, when you have a din of the Sefer Torah itself, you can't stand. Layat alad Abaye. But Abaye used to curse those who would be noyeg like this, because he holds that even when you're Eisek Torah, you have to become Bifnei Rabbah. What is the shear of the Chiyav of Kima
for the different levels of Kashifas. So we have Chacham, Havezdin, and Nasi. So we learn that out from the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, where it says, Vayakit Satan Moshe Ela Oil. There he had put his oil outside. And then we gave it the din at that point. They called it the oil Nayin. So it says, when he would leave it, Yakumu Kol Ha'am, V'nitzvil Ish Petach Ha'alo, everyone would stand, and stand up straight in front of their door, V'bito Achrei Moshe, and they would look at Moshe Adbo Oil until he came into the oil. So we have a Bachlokas Rabbani and Rabbi Yitzchak Mavcha understanding the pasuk. Chadam al Gnai v'chadam al Shevach. One says, this is the Gnai of Klal Yisrael, the way they treated Moshe Rabbeinu. And the others say, no, on the contrary, they were treating him because they were being Megana, Gnai in the sense also, they were being Megana Moshe Rabbeinu. Some say it was the Shevach. So Manu al Gnai, what would be the Gnai, and how they treated Moshe, that would be their Gnai. It's based on the Medrash, which says that it's Kiri'ita. We find this in the Medrash, that when they saw Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara doesn't want to repeat this because it's so disgusting, but that they would make fun of him, and they would look at him, and they would say, I don't even want to say it, but, what a fat guy from the rear, and look at his thick neck, and all of this, that he's built up all of this fat, it's from the money that's stolen from us. So this is a terrible gnai. And others learn it's l'shevach. They say that they would be mechabit Moshe Rabbeinu, which is therefore a shevach on Klal Yisrael as well. We learn from this pasuk how far you have to stand up in front of a nasi, as we're going to see. Because first let's just take a look what the din is. Chacham over, the din is that he's made mil fanav in terms of only arba amos. So when he comes within arba amos, that person he stands. So when he passes by, already if he's out of the four amas, that person who stood can now sit. If an avbezin passes by, so then he has to be omed milafanam aloi nav. He has to, from the time that he sees him stand, but kivan shavar ba'amot yoshev, once he passes out of your four amas, you can sit. But in a sea over there, you not only are omed milafanam aloi nav, but in your yoshev at sheyeshev b'mikomot. Sh'nehemar yakumu kol amad yisvish petach alo v'yibitu acharei Moshe ad bo ha'olah. That means that they had to stand until Moshe Rabbeinu himself went inside, and only then were they allowed to sit.